Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and I'm glad you're with us today. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program. 1-800-229-3000. Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Denham will be on with me today, and I'm glad they're there. Glad you're here. It's going to be a great day for New Life.
I really appreciate the advice you guys give people. It's from a biblical perspective, and just listening has really helped me in some way.
One of my sisters began to have an affair with my husband.
Really?
You're a mom and you're afraid of your mom?
Yeah.
Does she breathe fire?
Well, yeah.
See, love's a decision because when Jesus tells us in John 14, new commandment I give you to love each other. And love is more than just a feeling. There's a decision. There's a choice in that.
Whoa! Can we go into a different conversation here?
I reckon.
At a later time in life, when the child's 22, closeness can end up being toxic.
You can't go to therapy and not feel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Sherry Denham. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Of course, I've got a little bit of what some other people have. EOS. It's a new diagnosis, and I think I'll be okay with it. But a lot of people have.
I know. I'm like, what's EOS?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, we know there's something coming with that buildup.
Oh, you haven't heard what EOS is?
No, Steve. What's EOS?
Empty Oprah syndrome.
Oh.
I have heard about that, actually.
Yeah, it really is that. So she's going off the air, and there's already a diagnosis for what people are feeling if they just can't live another day without her.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough.
And what's it called? Oh, EOS is what it's called.
Yeah.
Empty Oprah syndrome.
Yeah.
I actually have to tell you something, Steve. I thought about us today. New Life, because that's the same response our listeners would have if we went off the air.
Ooh,
it's true.
Sherry.
It is. No, I'm serious.
No, you're absolutely right, and I'm saying what a brilliant thought.
I was talking to someone this week, and they said that Oprah actually helped her grow up, kind of mothered her,
yeah,
and spoke into her life because she didn't have a mom to do that.
Same thing with Mr. Rogers. People felt the same way about him. He was the companion.
Yeah,
and we're companions.
Well,
don't
you
want to be
hear?
My neighbor, Mylon?
Won't you be my neighbor?
There you go.
But what I hear so often is that we are their brothers and sisters. That maybe in other program they sound like. We sound like big shots or something, but we really do try to come alongside people and be a brother and a sister.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think that we have a privilege of helping people. Like, listen to this, Steve. It says, I've been a Club New Life contributor for a few years now. I've paid a lot of money for therapy in my life thus far, yet nothing compares to what I'm hearing on the air. I believe that the excellent professional advice received on the New Life radio program is worth so much more. And there's just a simple little testimony that's so profound and actually so big.
Yep.
What help do we provide for people?
Well, today, as we did yesterday, we are asking people to come alongside and support us. And if you would like to call us, if you have a story about supporting us or a story of how this ministry has helped you, it would help us because, we are in jeopardy of going off the air again. We made our goal in April, and now, that was a $180,000 mountain to climb, $180,000 mountain. But this month, it's a $75,000 mountain, and if some of you who have listened for a long time would step up and say, okay, I'm gonna get on board, we'd add another 500 givers, new givers, new supporters, and maybe another 100 Club New Life people. We'll give you a very wonderful New Life perspective on stress if you'll call us. If you give a $50 gift or more, I'll send you a Life Recovery Bible or an Every Man's Bible, either one that you want. But we're going to be talking about New Life. And what it would be if there was empty New Life syndrome.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and many devastating things happening. A lot of the tornadoes and all. We want to pray for them. I pray for those folks right now. I pray that loved ones will be found, that survival will be beyond expectation, and that people would truly, in all of their hurt, find God's presence there and experience God in all of that. We really did experience God coming through you last month, and it really did help. And I want to read you the stations that we may not be able to stay on. We canceled Detroit, and we canceled Honolulu, we canceled Phoenix, and here are the stations that are in jeopardy: Atlanta WNIV, Boston WEZE, Chicago WYLL, Colorado Springs KGFT, Dallas KWRD, Washington DC WAVA, Denver KRKS, Los Angeles KKLA, Louisville WFIA, Omaha KCRO, Orlando WTLN, Oxnard KDAR, Philadelphia, WFIL, Pittsburgh, WORD, Sacramento, KFIA, San Francisco, KFAX, and Seattle, KGNW. Those are the stations that we are really struggling. Those are our major stations. And if the major stations don't stay on, well, that's where our major support comes from. And so we can't support the other part of what we do. And we want to be here for a very, very long time. We've been here a long time, but radio time is expensive. People have had tough times. Some folks that have been regular supporters have had to drop out, and we need some people to step up and take their place if at all possible. So please, if at all possible, call us right now and tell us that you want to be a New Life supporter. The number to call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, 639-5433. Now, let's go to our phones, and let's talk with B. B's calling us from Reston, Virginia. Hi, B. Welcome to New Life.
Welcome. Thank you so much to hear your voice for the first time. I am born in Brazil, and I speak Portuguese Spanish. I've been here for 9 years, and I've been listening to your radio for 3-4 years, almost every day. You're like a family to me, and I want to call you to say thanks.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for saying that. We love getting to be family.
Yes, that's what my country originally is based on, virtues and Christian beliefs, and I feel like lonely and, you know, hard to fit in the American society, so you became my best friend.
Well, thank you for that. Well,
can I have a question for you, B? Do you feel like there's been other help and encouragement besides companionship that we've provided and the calls provide for you? Do they help you in your practical life?
Yes, I've been having trouble adjusting with the public school and with my teenagers, boys. I have one that goes to Virginia Tech, and I'm 18 years old. I had an empty nest for a year. And I feel really lonely, and I couldn't find any help from the society because people don't reach to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I just listened to your show. That's given me everything I needed.
Wow.
And, yes, it's, well, it's a life savior.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah,
isn't it amazing, yeah. Bea, how we can just kind of be knit into your heart, but also come and speak really honestly? To talk honestly about things that a lot of people are afraid to bring elsewhere, you know? So
right.
I'm so glad we could help you guide your boys as you have. And we appreciate you so much listening.
Now, B, are you a supporter of New Life?
Yes, I just donate $50. And I will do it very often because I want to continue here. And you can count on me. I am determined to help. Yes, and I just look forward to hear your voice every day. It's like brothers to me because I've been here really alone. And,
well, thank you.
I will love to hear from you guys if you come to this area. I don't know if you're looking forward to come to Northern Virginia.
Well, we come to that area just about every year, so we'll look forward to seeing you. I want our paths to cross and just remind us that you're the bee. From Brazil, and we'll remember that. Suzanne from Goldsboro, Pennsylvania, she watches us on the NRB network. Hi there.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure.
I just wanted to call and thank Steve Arterburn. I had spoke with you briefly in 2009. I was in a very, very bad relationship, an alcoholic. It was abusive.
Hmm.
And you gave me two pivotal pieces of advice.
What did I tell you to
totally
do?
My life has totally changed now.
What did I suggest that you do?
I left that relationship.
You left it. All right.
Since then, I was able to start a new life here, regain healthy relationships. I got into a church. I have some good Christian friends, good Christian advice. But the pivotal piece of advice you gave me after you said, if you're going to stay, this is what you can expect. You didn't know I was laying in bed, stitched and beaten. I didn't tell you that.
Oh, wow.
In 2009.
Wow.
Okay, because one of the hardest things to deal with is the shame and the pain and the guilt. And you said to me, and I'll never forget it, when you do decide to leave, if you do indeed decide to leave, the first thing you must deal with is the guilt, and you were so right, the guilt I couldn't get past. Through just going along with the Christian counseling and just realizing that the only person I can fix is me.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to forgive myself and to forgive the perpetrator. He's in jail right now, unfortunately. It went the way you said it was going to.
Maybe fortunately.
And I just want to thank New Life because I do have a new life now.
Yeah.
My birthday was last Saturday, and I just enrolled in for my degree. To finish my degree, I was planning on doing that when I met this man.
Mm.
And
so you really do have a new life.
And I just want to thank you so, so much.
So
well,
really,
God bless you.
The idea of just having to face your fear, let go of the guilt, and then walk away, you heard that from Steve. Just
yes.
Because his voice came into your home when you were in bed beaten up.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I was beaten out the night before, and that wasn't the first.
So Suzanne,
I kept going back because of the guilt and the need to fix him.
Yeah.
And what Steve said to me that day was so pivotal that nobody could get through to me. My family, I lost a lot of relationships, but because of the advice that Steve had given me, I didn't know you were doing this program. I was able to regain my life and to walk away, and it took some steps to counseling. And it took some painfully honest questions to myself.
Wasn't easy, was it?
Move on.
Wasn't easy.
Suzanne, I have a question for you.
Do
you, the man that you first met and the man that drew you into him, he was obviously different from the guy you met at the beginning to when he deteriorated to a place where he was hurting you. How much charisma did he have? How quickly did he pull you in? How much of a...
Oh, my gosh. Immediately. I was living my life. I was ready to start my own agency. I mean, I had my life going on. I was very involved in church. My children, my brothers, my family were all close-knit. I lost a lot over that because of that charisma.
Okay, now,
because
Suzanne,
of that charisma.
I
he was my knight in shining armor.
That's right. And I think what happens is, and we'll just make this very brief, Steve, just to say, a lot of times we're sucked into the initial knight in shining armor. They'll do anything for you. They have tremendous charisma. And you have to be careful of those kinds of people that come across that high-powered, and they sweep you off your feet because sometimes they have another person waiting at the end of that line. And Suzanne, I'm glad that you found some strength in the show and that you could decide to, you know, pull yourself away. And I'm glad you called. I think it's so cool you called our show. See,
yeah, I do too.
You're
well, like,
you're
one of the lepers that came back to say thank you. It helped me.
God bless
Jesus,
you.
It helped me to testify. I had to testify, of course. I was
yeah.
the victim.
Yep.
And I did. And I moved on. It sounds easy, but it wasn't. It was a process.
Yeah.
But the first thing
sure.
Steve told me to do was forgive yourself. Don't carry that guilt. And I didn't. And I thank God. And I, Steve, thank you so much for that. About you saved my life. Thank you.
Oh, Suzanne, mm-hmm. thank you so much. Well, you know, the only reason that Suzanne and I were able to talk that day is because people supported us here. And I'm just going to ask you to consider that right there was a real life person whose life will forever be changed because of listening to the program. It really does impact lives. And, you know, I really believe at the end of the day, when all is said and done, that whatever happens on this program, when you support this program, you know, it is credited to your account. You know, a lot of us, we are excited about heaven. And if you believe in Jesus, you get your participation trophy in your juice box. There's no question about that. You make it. We all do. But on the other side of the juice box and the participation trophy, there are rewards based on the work that we do here. Now, you're not going to be jealous of somebody else's reward because there won't be any jealousy. But I want to encourage you to invest in that time. And I believe that when you support us and then someone like Suzanne's life is totally changed, I think that is credited to your reward there. So we really do need your help. And we know that in helping us, you're going to be helping other people. And if you can, would you call us at 1-800-229-3000 to be on the program, to tell us about it. Or you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to make a donation. Or you could actually go to the website. It's very easy to give there at newlife.com.
Steve, can I read a quick testimony?
Sure.
Well, we got a letter from someone who said, I've not given for a long time simply because I could not and still cannot pay my bills. But I've been hearing the Lord say, give anyway, and I'll take care of your needs. So I just made a donation online, and I just love listening to you. You have affirmed some things for me by hearing your response to others in almost identical situations, and I do pray for the callers. Thank you, and God bless. And I think this writer is saying that, kind of like Suzanne, there are other people in Suzanne's situations. There's other people in B's situations that this show reaches, and that's the value of Christian radio. And yet, most of the people that listen to the show have no idea we have to pay very large amounts of money every month to be on the show, unlike commercial radio, where basically it's paid for by heavy advertising dollars. And so I think people need to understand that. And there's always carryover. Every call we take, Sherry, mm-hmm. you know, has people that go, oh, that's my same story.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, as you were just mentioning, all the station Steves that are in jeopardy right now. From the New Life conferences that we've been on, as you were talking, I actually could just see faces. I mean, because mm-hmm. all those stations represent hundreds of thousands of people just like Suzanne, and their faces.
Right.
They are people that we get to be in their home, and it's so important that we get to stay on the air.
See, we were an intermediate step between Suzanne and 911.
Yeah.
True.
You see,
that's right.
She couldn't directly, she did not have the courage, or she didn't have the wherewithal, or
right.
she was shell-shocked.
You're right, Mylan.
And we were an intermediate step that just, we invaded her room by being on the airwaves.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
and she said, oh my gosh, help. And she called 1-800-NEW-LIFE,
yeah.
and she found us. And we were in the intermediate step, and now look at the liberation that she's felt.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
truly a perpetrator is paying his due you know, penalty.
Right.
Which he deserves to pay, because sometimes that's the only way you can get the attention of a perpetrator like that. Male or female, by the way.
Well, I'm just asking you to do what we've asked you to do before, and we're not going to do another program like this in May. We're just going to trust God that the support will come. But especially if you have been touched by this program, would you please decide 1-800-NEW-LIFE is where you're going to call, and give us the support that we need. Give it to the ministry. It's not to us individually. If you've appreciated just driving down the road in your truck, and we've been there when you needed us, or even when you didn't need us, but you just needed to hear a voice of sanity, I'm going to ask you to support us, to support this ministry in a way maybe that you've never thought about supporting. You can do it at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We really need your help. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich. And also, we're with Dr. Sherry Denham and other people that are calling in to talk about this problem of us needing support and maybe something that's happened in their lives. Let's go to Kim from Lafayette, Louisiana, XM Satellite Radio. Hello there, Kim.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
Well, we're doing okay. How
well,
can we help
good.
You today?
Y'all always doing okay. Y'all do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And I called because I wanted to say a couple of things. I'm kind of nervous, but I also wanted to offer up a challenge because y'all have really, really changed my life. Listening to y'all and just my XM radio has taught me, you know, that life don't have to be the way that it was for me. I lost a son.
Wow.
And that was hard. But I was drinking every day and listening to y'all. And you had sent me, I had called and y'all had sent me Healing is a Choice. And I went through that, and I want you to know that I quit drinking. It's been over a year.
Wow. Congratulations.
And I also quit smoking cigarettes. It's been a couple months.
Wow.
And I said, what better to do? I told my husband, I said, I am going to donate the money that I would have spent, which was a lot, on drinking and smoking cigarettes. You know, I said, that's expensive habits. And I said, what better way than to, you know, to donate to y'all? And I'm just challenging people that are healed by y'all's ministry. The money that you would spend on your bad habit, take it and put it to something good, because God has just blessed my family. I mean, all of our family problems just seem to be going away. I mean, he's just blessing our lives through y'all's ministry.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
And I just think it's important for people to put their money, you know, like I said, I'm nervous.
That's such a great idea, Kim. In fact, just thinking about it, I thought, do you realize that you are now taking that money to help other people get free and get into a place of recovery? Do you realize that?
And I love it. And I'm telling all my friends the same thing. I'm telling them to do the same thing. One friend was putting money up for a camper. I said, no, put it back. Give it back to, you know, to help other people. And God will bless us in other ways. You know, it's just so much money that we were spending. We sat down and we just didn't realize how much money we were spending on alcohol. And now that we don't have that habit anymore, I mean, not just the feeling of good of being free from it, but it just feels good to know that maybe I can help somebody else that was in the same shoes I was in, and they won't be in that bondage of alcohol, or maybe theirs is pornography. But it's expensive, whatever it is.
You know, Kim, I was thinking, our previous caller, Suzanne, when she's lying there on a bed, stitched up and bruised, having been beaten, she probably doesn't have a lot of money to donate to the ministry, because she's a victim right then, you see. And so you're able to help her because you helped to buy into our ministry and love us enough to contribute to keeping this on the air, so that somebody who's not able to help at that moment financially could get help. And I love the spirit of that. And I think, Steve and Sherry, that's one of the beautiful things in New Life. The family of listeners has a care for, you know, that goes beyond us. It's a willingness to share with other people and to enable others to have something. And it's kind of like a giving without letting your right hand know what your left hand is doing. I won't know what all my dollars do.
Yeah.
But I hear these reports and I go, my gosh, I'm so glad that I invest some money every month into this ministry, because, wow, look.
It's changing lives.
Well, we really appreciate that, Kim. Thank you for your call. So excited about your sobriety and your stopping smoking. Really makes a huge difference. And if you want to help other people, listen and listen and listen, and then finally one day it clicks and they say, I'm going to stop this, support us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or going to newlife.com. Let's talk to Sharon from Washington, D.C. Hi, Sharon.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I actually live in Winchester, which is about 60 miles west of D.C.,
okay.
The home of Patsy Cline, actually.
But
I have listened to your show for many years on my lunch break. I sat in my car, and if it's hot, I run my car with the air conditioning on, which is what I'm doing right now. And in the winter, I'd heat it up to warm it up enough so that I could continue to sit there without burning up all the gas. I've just celebrated 12 years of sobriety, and I just wanted to put out a challenge. I know I can't possibly be the only recovering alcoholic that listens to your show, and I'm so encouraged with the former caller that she has 1 year of sobriety, and that's just 1 year she doesn't have to repeat again.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just so wonderful to be free from the bondage of alcohol. And I was a drug addict too, but bottom line, alcohol is available pretty much 24/7. And there were so many times that you really carried me with your show. I've also been in a very unhealthy relationship, as many alcoholics do get in. Although I've been a born-again Christian for many, many years, I still made the wrong choices. I'm also bipolar and suffer from severe depression. And even at 11 years sobriety, I was very seriously contemplating suicide, just wanting to be with the Lord and escape reality. And I must say,
we'll be right back.
My clothes are falling off of me. People are making comments. I would pick up my food, and I was running every day, 6 miles a day. And I got to the point where I was afraid to drink water because I didn't want to gain water weight.
10 million women and girls have eating disorders. Anorexia or bulimia isn't a diet, it's a disease.
My parents knew then that something had to be done immediately.
New Life's Eating Disorders Treatment Clinic can help.
You see that everybody that works there loves God and is wanting to help you.
For more information about our eating disorder treatment clinic, call New Life today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find hope for your child to begin healing and embrace life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I decided that I wanted to work with eating disorders and help save people's lives on a daily basis.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I know that with God and Renuda that my life was spared.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich and Dr. Sherry Denham. If you'd like to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And I want to tell you, I've traveled all over this country. I've talked in many places, and everywhere I go, somebody says, "You have been my lifeline." And we are thrilled to have been that lifeline. There is nothing more satisfying than knowing that somebody was listening and we said something that had an impact on their life. And when you support us, you are part of that impact on that person's life. There's no question about it. So please, if God is leading you, if God is showing you that this is a ministry that's worth staying on the air, if you want to keep it in your area, would you support us right now by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or going to newlife.com? It's just that simple. Please, please come be a part of what we're doing here at New Life.
You know, it's all interesting, right, Steve, as you say the word impact. You know, already this morning we've heard from some people that it's been big. It's death and life.
There has been
death and life, suicide, abuse, you know, domestic violence. I mean, there are big impacts that we have been able to make by just allowing the airwaves to go into, and the Lord really to go into the hearts and the home, and just that wise counsel that comes in at no cost to the listener. And we need supporters to help provide the funds to pay for that, because like Mylan mentioned earlier, there are so many people in distress that are not in a place that they can support, but so many of us can support so that we can help to save, rescue, encourage, and transform the lives of others that are listening.
And that's the value of a memory. You see, let's just say a year ago I have no money, and yet New Life pulled me through a time of my life where I was dying.
Yeah.
And a year later, I do have some money because my life has improved. And each of these people has spoken about their life elevating.
Yeah.
You know? And,
yeah.
And in that elevated state, can I take my memory, remember back? And, you know, one of the things about that the Bible says over and over again is people forget our histories. You know, they forget what people did for us. They forget righteousness, holiness. And why do we have Memorial Weekend this weekend, for instance? Well, it's for a reason, because we don't want to forget the price that was paid to mm-hmm. get us where we are today.
Sure.
So I think we can even stop and ask, did the show help me? And if it did, I'm going to be a supporter.
Amen. Well, let's talk with, you know what, we really didn't finish with Sharon. Let's just be sure that she said everything she
okay,
wanted to say.
Sharon,
is there anything else you wanted to say?
I just am just so thankful for you. I've learned a lot about myself. I've faced the reality of myself. And just, I wanted to say, too, how very important it is to have Christians in recovery. There are so many people that are suffering, that are addicted, and they're very confused about their higher power. And I've met many Christians along the way who have recovered themselves, but forget that we need to continue to give it away, because
that's
they're
right.
making up their own higher power. They're not really realizing that it is God and Jesus who are our higher power.
Yeah.
So it's just wonderful to be free from the addiction, and I'm looking forward to being able to support you again. I can't tell you the many times I've wanted to call you for advice, and I just didn't have the courage because I knew I could do nothing but cry when I got on the phone. So
thank you
so much. And when I heard WAVA listed as one of the possible stations that was going off the air, it was a Holy Spirit moment. Pick up the phone and call, which I'm trying to be obedient to the Lord's guidance. But thank you for your ministry and the hundreds and hundreds of people that you do help.
Well, thank you very much. You know, she talked about helping others. I was just looking at a transcript from the founder, Dr. Bob, one of the founders of AA. And he talked about in the very beginning they were members of the Oxford group, but it wasn't enough to keep them sober because it didn't have the element of the 12th step of going out and helping others, where they would spend hours at the hospital wards trying to help guys who were trying to get sober. And, you know, really, when you support us, you are reaching out in the spirit of the 12th step, or you're reaching out in the spirit of serving others. And we hope and pray that if God is convicting you to do that, that you will. And you can find out how to do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or you can join us on the program at 1-800-229-3000. Let's talk with Kathy from Dallas, Texas. She listens on KWRD. Hi there.
Hello. How are y'all today?
We're all right. How about you?
Kathy. I'm wonderful. I just want to say that your program has become a daily staple in my life that fills me with hope and with gratitude. And I can't even probably name everything, but I think your program is so viable and it's what is needed in today's world. And I am a supporter. But I called today because I want to make a challenge. A couple of weeks ago, a sweet little lady came on, and she challenged with a widow's mite challenge.
Yes, that's right.
And I got an extended idea from that. You have stated that you have more than 1 million listeners.
Yes.
And I want to challenge every listener to give $1 per month. If they can give, if 1 million people gave $1 per month, you would never have to worry about paying the bills.
No, that's true. That is true.
And
the problem is just getting that million people to pay.
Get out 12 envelopes, put $1 in each, put the address on, and mail it, you know, and then I'm going to give more than $1, and many people will want to give more than $1, but I just, you know, mathematically, $1 per month from every listener would pay your bills.
It sure would.
On the air.
And, well, and I just hope and pray that what your challenge does is it challenges everybody to do something, whatever they can do, and no gift is ever too small and no
That's
gift
right.
too large. So thank you for
your
suggestion.
But I think a lot of people think $1 is not enough to give. You know, it's like, well, if I can't give $100, then why give a dollar, you know?
Yeah.
And it just all adds up. You know, Kathy, it's such a simple, I love the idea. It's so simple. And if we will just kind of join together and do that, you're right. It would be taken care of. We wouldn't even have to come back and ask. And so I love your idea.
Well, if I have anything to do with it, I'm going to do my part to make sure you guys stay on the air forever.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, there's this concept, Steve and Sherry, and that as God has prospered you, so give. And He's prospered us all in different ways. Maybe He's prospered me in such a way that all I can give is $5 or $1 or $10. And maybe He's prospered somebody else in a different way they can give. They can add some zeros onto that.
Sure.
So I think the point is well taken. That's why Jesus applauds the very small donation of the widow's mite. He says it affects her heart that she would give these things, and there would be a buy-in. So it is about the heart and about owning and feeling as though this ministry matters and my heart is in it, because where your heart is and where your money is, there will your heart be also. So,
what a
great testimony. What a great idea from Kathy.
Well, let me tell you another part of this ministry, and that is that I have had the privilege over these years of bringing on the best minds, the best talent. And, Mylon, you came on, and you didn't have a book. You had some things in your head. You and Kay were working on some things. And I really believe, because you were on the program, you were able to get a book contract because they knew that you could tell people about it. And we've all watched people be astounded with the message that's there in How We Love. And now you've got How We Love Our Children. And I think you're another way that people help, is in that we are able to bring the very best people and the very best material. And the material that you guys developed is absolutely earth-shattering and has pulled so many marriages back together. So when you support us, you know, you're supporting a lot of different things. You're supporting people like Mylon and Kay getting books out like How We Love, and you're supporting Every Man's Battle and Healing is a Choice and Lose It for Life, the counselors, the call center. But we need your help, and we need it today. Please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE, or give online at newlife.com, newlife.com, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from some more people who have been moved by New Life. We'll do two other programs after this. We'll get back to taking people's calls if you want to join us for those. But for right now, we'll take this break, and I'll be praying that God is going to help you to respond.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My friends at New Life want to help you find healing and restoration based on God's truth. They have a workshop to help men who are stuck in the entanglement of pornography. They have another for both men and women to deal with any issue you might be facing, anger, depression, grief, or whatever you're struggling with, they can help you. Or if you know someone fighting an addiction to drugs or alcohol, they offer a Christian treatment program. And if you know someone struggling with an eating disorder, they can help you there too. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans about the transformation that comes through the renewing of your mind. It's God's Holy Spirit that makes this happen, and He's working through this ministry at New Life. Call today and see how you can experience that for yourself. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we're back. Let's go to Marilyn from Templeton, California, listening on KLFF. Hello, Marilyn. How are you?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
From Templeton, California.
Turn off that radio.
Turn it down. I am.
We have an echo.
I was really depressed. I was wandering around in Home Depot, and a guy from my church came up to me and said I was looking so down, and he asked me if I knew about you guys, and I said no. So I started to listen, and then I became a New Life member.
Hmm. Wow.
Wow.
So then I went to Alaska, and that was a long time ago. I know Mylan was there. But now when I meet up with people and they're depressed and all, I always tell them to listen to you guys. And if I know that if they listen, and if they listen, then I socialize with them. And if they don't, I wait till they listen to you guys, because it lays a groundwork.
My criteria for picking friends is, do you listen to New Life?
That's great.
That's so great.
I love that.
Well, then it gives me something,
in common to talk about.
Yeah. So anyway, becoming a Club New Life member, I built a library that now I loan out to other people constantly, and I get the books back and we talk. And with How We Love is always the first one, and I'm a pleaser. And a vacillator, and going down the line. And after hearing about EMDR, I've had my first EMDR session.
Yay. Wow. I'm so proud
and
of
how,
you.
How are things going?
Well, 1 year ago, I had a 15-year abusive marriage. Last year, a total of about $92,000 of back child support. And last year, he would only do $35,000. So that's a real kick in the teeth for raising my boy on my own.
It sure is.
So that's what I'm going through the EMDR therapy for, is to make peace with all of this.
Yeah.
And I don't know really about, I've been listening to you talk about the brain paths and all this, and don't really quite understand how it works.
Well, we will cover that on a different program. We're kind of coming to the end of this program, Marilyn, and if you hang on, we're going to do another program right after this, and we can answer that question for you, or certainly Sherry would love to do that. I've got two other callers I want to go to, though, before we get off the air here, and one is Jared from Trenton, New Jersey. Hey, Jared, how are you?
How are you?
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Is there something you wanted to say before we close out the program?
Yes, I just wanted to add to the other caller's comment about the million people giving the $1, and just to respond off of what you shared about what the lady shared about the 12-step program and the attitude of giving, that when we do call in to give money, the $1 or more, that we also can give for other listeners too.
Yes, that's right.
And that's right. We can give on behalf of them and sort of like to bless them, because a lot of people, all of us, we always go through something one time or another. And we know we always appreciate the blessings of each other.
Hey, well, that's a great reminder.
Hey, Jared, what's one thing that New Life has done as you've listened to change your life?
This is the first time I actually have tuned in. And
and
what it's done is I can hear the sincerity of what you're sharing. Because as you know, there's millions of radio stations, but I can actually feel what you're saying and sharing is for real.
Oh, my goodness. So this
well,
is your first
you
call.
God bless
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And
well,
I will be not only donating, but I will be donating for other listeners, too.
Thanks, Jared.
Well, thank you for that, Jared. I wish we had more time with you, but I'm going to send you a copy of Regret-Free Living, and anybody making a donation of $50 or more, we let you choose the Life Recovery Bible or Every Man's Bible, whichever one you want. That's our gift to you for a gift of $50 or more. And we send you the CD, The Perspective on Stress, for any other gifts like that. Our final caller is Marilyn from Templeton, California, KLFF. Hi there, Marilyn. Did we already go to Marilyn?
Yeah, we
think
did.
It's
we
Charlie.
Should be talking to Charlie in Dallas, Texas.
Carly. Sorry. Carly.
Is it Carly?
Hi.
It's Carly.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Carly. Hey, Carly.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to kind of testify and give you all some props and give kudos to the Lord for the great thing that's happened in my marriage because of y'all's ministry.
Okay.
I sent my husband to the Lutheran for Life in Dallas 3 or 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go, but he went because I had bought it. And it was just a God thing because he loved his small group counselor. He thought he was really cool. You know, he was always kind of anti-therapy before that.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing was, we live about an hour from the Metroplex, and this counselor just so happened to be on our side of the Metroplex.
Happens all the time. Amazing
how God
works
out. It was totally a God thing, because
it
if
is.
He had been on the other side of the Metroplex, we couldn't have followed through with him. And so we went into counseling together, and we saw him for, I think it was a couple of years, and, you know, our marriage is just better than it's ever been. We've been married 20 years now, and he knows how to connect. He knows how to talk about his feelings.
Wow.
I'm talking about my husband. You know, he can name his feelings. Our big joke before was that he didn't have any feelings, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so we're out of time. What do you tell somebody who's thinking, maybe I don't really need to give. It's not that big a deal.
I would say, I mean, this is one of the best ministry. I give to two ministries, and this is one of them. And because it's life-changing. And not only does it can change you, but then it changes your relationship with your kids and other people in your family and your friends. I think this is one of the best investments we can make with our money. Mm.
Thanks, Carly.
Kingdom giving.
What a great
thought. It really is.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for what you do.
Well, thanks for caring enough to call in. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate Sherry, you and Mylon sharing what you believe about this ministry. I just want to ask you, if you can, a gift of $50 makes a huge difference in this ministry right now. And we'll send you either a Life Recovery or a Every Man's Bible. These are unique study Bibles. I think you'll really enjoy them. So that's our gift to you for a gift of $50 or more. Join the Widow's Mite Club. Whatever you can give, you just say, here's my dollar, here's my $10. I want to be part of the Widow's Mite Club. If you have $30 a month, you become part of Club New Life. And we send you a CD each month with some highlights from the ministry. You get discounts when you order product from us. All sorts of things are there as a part of Club New Life. People love being part of Club New Life. I'm going to ask you to do something else besides call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and support us. I'm going to ask you to pray for this ministry, because there are places like Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Colorado Springs, Dallas, D.C., Denver, Los Angeles, Louisville, Omaha, Orlando, Oxnard, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Sacramento, San Francisco, and Seattle that we don't know if we can stay on. Please help us to stay on those and all the other stations. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Please call us right now. We need your help.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.